welcome into today's episode of Walk the Pine. I'm Will Gray, joined here as always by Vince and Gabe.
What's up?
So not.
That what are you throwing shit around the apartment for?
I'm not throwing anything.
The studio.
That was just an accident.
I just gave up one of our biggest secrets. We record our podcast out of our apartment.
I don't think that was a secret at all. I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this podcast knows that.
Anonymity.
Anyways. Hello and welcome, everybody, to Walk the Pine.
You know what next week's goal is going to be? Gabe's going to do the intro next week. He's going to drop his first intro on us.
Why is that a goal?
Because I want to put you to the test. I remember I used to do it to him. I'd be like, you got the intro, go.
Welcome in to Walk the Pine this week. We got Will Gray and Vince Gattuso here. We're going to be talking NBA. There you go. That's my intro.
Dude, we need some nicknames, I think.
I've always been Will G. People have always called me Willie G. Will G.
William Greystone II.
The third. That's always been the craziest nickname I've ever had in my life.
Yeah well, it fits you.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
No, it fits you a lot.
William Greystone.
And then we got Gabe.
G baby. All right, let's talk some hoops, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us kind of realized that this is how the conference finals would be going.
Let me tell
maybe
you
in the East, which that's already done, swept under the rug. Good night, sweet prince.
Yep. Celtics are in the finals.
And Vince's worst nightmare is.
Yeah, Vince, how does that make you feel?
It's all coming to fruition right here.
It makes me feel like an idiot. It does make me feel really stupid. Feels like a. Yeah, it's okay though. I'm accepting it that was just not a smart thing to say, but I still think Jason Tatum's a piece of shit, and I also think he's going to lose, so I stand by that one. But Luka Doncic has been just breaking my heart game after game after game, and it's just so upsetting.
Who would you rather win? If
it became what it's looking like, the Mavericks and the Celtics, which, again, I'm not giving up on the Timberwolves. I think there's still a chance, but it's looking like likelihood of Luka versus Tatum. I obviously, I guess obvious for people who I talk to regularly, but I would rather Luka Doncic win. I'd rather see the Mavericks win for a whole lot of reasons. There's not one person on the Boston Celtics that I would be like, oh yeah, so cool to watch them win a championship. But I could feel that way about Kyrie winning a championship somewhere else. I could feel that way about, what's his face? Why I'm blanking right now. Oh, Derek Jones Jr. Love that guy.
Daniel always. Gafford. Love that guy.
Yeah, Gafford's cool. I've always been a Derek Jones guy. Even before he was a Bull, I was super happy when he became a Bull. But yeah, I mean, obviously there's Mark Cuban is a cool owner. You know, Mavericks are a cool organization. Just not a fan of Luka. Obviously, I made that pretty known. But yeah, out of the two, I'd have to go Luka. It's pretty upsetting though. It makes me feel stupid.
I'm with Vince here. You know, I don't mind Dallas at this point. You know, great organization ran by some great people. Mark Cuban's always been a cool guy, you know?
Seemingly, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's what's always thrown me off about you, too, is because I've been such a big Dallas fan, and you guys are like Minnesota all the way.
Yeah, Minnesota all the way. But if Minnesota, 100%. Like, let's address the elephant in the room here. No one's come back from a 3-0 deficit in the play. Like, the Dallas Mavericks are most likely going to win here. So I got to face my cards and if it's going to be 100%. Dallas versus the Celtics, I want Dallas, of course.
100%.
But as of right now, when we're sitting at Hawkeyes watching the game, and I got Will G sitting next to me clapping his heart out every time Luka hits a three, yeah, that shit's going to piss me off.
I will say, every time that guy just bangs a shot, that like it's a nice shot, you know? And, like, every time he does something good, or I feel it. I feel it in my heart. It hurts.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to admit I did not expect a Kyrie and the Luka.
So you know what pisses me off?
Project to work out, really. I didn't expect that to work out anyway whatsoever.
It pisses me off because when that happened, I remember being like, I don't know if I said this. I don't know. This happened a while ago. I'm not sure when this happened. But I remember being like, yeah, you know, Luka, everybody says he's just like LeBron. And, you know, Kyrie obviously worked out with LeBron. Seems like this might be a good duo.
I was saying that. I was seems saying like that on Pinewood Live, and I was getting cooked.
Yeah.
He was like, he's not like LeBron whatsoever. And I was like, I guess not in the form of rare athleticism, like run you over, fucking jump from the free throw line, dunk it all over your face. That's not Luka.
Minus the slashing, I think there's a ton of comparisons that could be made. But yeah, minus like the slashing and athleticism, of course. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and I was the one making a comparison. We were talking because I remember us talking about it on Pinewood Live. I was like, that's like the only way. I mean, I could see it potentially working out is if he adjusts to more of his play like LeBron style, and they can run a similar system that they were running in Cleveland under Ty Lue with Kyrie, LeBron, K-Love. And if they can do that here, then, you know, it could work out. But you got to understand, before this year, Kyrie was who he's been the last 3 years, and that's been a disappointment in the league and under a lot of heat and controversy. So, like, I just didn't see it playing out because of that. But I remember getting cooked for that.
Yeah, though. Well, because when this happened, when they trade, I said this, like, when the trade happened, they had a terrible first half of the year that they spent together. And, yeah, I was just way too quick. I'm just one of those guys. I honestly
played,
do that a
what,
lot.
11 games last year together?
Well, no, they played, I think it was more than that, if I remember correctly. They played, like, it was half of a season. He was hurt for some of it. I want to say they played a little bit more than that, but they obviously missed the playoffs. It was not a good showing. Yeah, I'm just one of those people. I do that a lot. I'm very quick to be like, yeah, this, and this, and I could be 100% wrong, which is what happened. So
you're gonna be 50% right. You do know that too, right?
Oh yeah, I know. I picked the Lakers to win the in-season tournament. That was cool. And then I also picked the Bulls to be the 9 seed. So obviously, I have some
you
good
picked
picks.
The Bulls to be the
That's
9
That's not
seed.
What I'm talking
yeah, this
about.
This was on DraftKings, though. I didn't do this anywhere else.
You said that Luka and Tatum will not translate to championship winning basketball.
That is something that came out of my
One
mouth.
One of them are not going to win the finals.
I know.
This year.
I know, but I've already chosen my side. So, and I already said I was wrong. And I already said I was stupid. So I don't know what else you want from me, Will.
I'm just saying, you're going to be half right. One of them's not going to win a championship.
Let's not forget, he also said Tyrese Haliburton's not even in his conversation. And
it was
made it to
funny.
The
okay, that one I'll still
so
stand
we did
by.
Pull the
that
clip.
I will still stand by, especially
it,
after this year.
He made it to the conference final.
Me and Gabe Shouldn't went back and me and Gabe went back and we looked at that clip of the top five players that you'd start your franchise with. Yeah. And the three players that he listed off, like, no Tyrese Haliburton, no Luka, no Tatum. All of them are a series away from the final.
Yeah, well, okay. Everybody knows the Indiana Pacers should not have been there. Everybody knows that. It's pretty obvious. Injuries are injuries, and every team that they've played dealt with it. Yes, it's. I could see it happen a little bit, at least.
Your levels are lower than...
Yeah, I don't know why. Am I the last one? No, I'm the...
First, I don't know what the first going one. On here. I don't know why your levels are so low.
Is it?
Where does Bond?
Yeah, actually, mine are a whole lot lower. Do I just not have any, like, anything in my voice or something?
Just got back from one of Diddy parties.
Yeah, we're back. Okay.
Yeah, we're back. And what I was saying was, obviously, the Pacers should not have been there. They got swept. The Celtics, we knew were going to go to the finals. I just don't think they're going to win the finals. And... yeah, Dallas was pretty much out of nowhere. I had no idea that was going to be like.
So yeah, let's dive into the Western Conference Finals. There's not much to talk about in the East.
See, my question for you guys is: do you think Denver goes like? Do you think Denver loses to the Mavericks, or do you think they steamroll them, or even just take them 6 or 7?
I think the Timberwolves were on one when they were playing the Nuggets, and I think the Nuggets were off one, like. They were lacking when they played the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I think that was just such a weird series. I mean, obviously, you can't, like, pinpoint and say what would have happened if they played the Mavericks. But I think at this point, seeing what's going on, seeing Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, like, fold, like, at this point, the Nuggets probably would have been a better matchup.
Yeah,
with Jokic.
Right? That's what I was feeling, too.
That's why it's, like, all these... if this, you know, these ifs and buts and whats with, like, how the West has played out, it's like, yeah, do the Nuggets lose to Dallas?
I think it's a defense thing as well. The reason Minnesota succeeded so good well against the Nuggets was because they knew how to defend them. They could defend them. But now Dallas is the one that's defending the Timberwolves. Like I'm seeing Anthony Edwards. He's getting doubled off the top of the key, like, every single play. He has to pass out. He's making these terrible passes. Like, this is not
terrible, man.
Terrible.
Especially at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Like, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. And
And their game plan, I feel like, was just horrible.
Yeah,
coming into the series, they had no idea.
And that showed game one.
Oh,
game one right away.
How many fucking alley oops did they have in those first three games? Because all they would do is blitz. They would just blitz Luka. They would attack him at what would be like, you know, little few feet past the fucking 3-point line, which is like the volleyball line for us high school hoopers.
Off of a screen, basically.
Yeah, they would blitz him with two. And he would dish the ball to Kyrie. Kyrie would drive, bringing Gobert up, and you just got Derrick Jones Jr., Daniel Gafford, and Lively waiting there for a beautiful alley-oop. And they had no fucking idea how to stop that.
Yeah, and then the second they decided to change it, it's the last play of the game when there's one type of shot you can't give up, and that's exactly what they did.
I was watching game three.
Blitzing.
And I think it was Kevin Harlan. He says... Rudy Gobert just subs out of the game, and they're like, Rudy Gobert, the Timberwolves are, I forget the exact percentage, but they're much higher, like, percentage, better at defending when Rudy Gobert is off the floor. And I was like, the best defensive team in the NBA is a better defensive team when the defensive player of the year is off the floor. Like,
that doesn't make any sense. Because he's getting these fucking hand fucking pick depoys because he's a great rim defender. And they're on a great defensive team. Like, he truly can't really guard anybody. I mean, Lively's huge. He's like 7'2". But, like, Lively's more versatile than your average big man. And I feel like...
Him and Derrick Jones.
He's... Yeah, exactly. Him, Derrick Jones, and Gafford are all more versatile. And
like, no, I think Lively's much more versatile than Gafford or... Derrick Jones Jr., I wouldn't say he's like a big man. Lively can... You put him on the block, he can make the pass out. Daniel Gafford, he's kind of stuck there.
What, Derrick Jones is what, 6'7", I want to say, with a huge wingspan? I mean, you could kind of, you can't consider him a big, but he's a forward.
Yeah.
But he's just versatile, though, because you can see, he's guarding guards more than you'll see. Obviously, Rudy out there can't really guard many guards, especially not Kyrie and Luka. And I don't know, I think, like you're saying with this percentage, I mean, it makes perfect sense as to why his... like we're saying, these bigs are moving more. They're jumping. And they're getting these oops and stuff that they can't stop because, for one, their rotations are not fast enough when they're doubling, obviously. But there's so many moving parts of the Mavericks' offense. It's like, you gotta switch something. You can't. Yeah. You can't do.
Who
is
guarding
time.
Jokic? Karl-Anthony Towns and Naz Reid.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of the time, but you know, obviously, Rudy still has his moments where he was matched
He's gonna get his.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, he looks lost out there. And, I mean, Cat too. Cat's just been shooting poorly. I mean, last night.
Anthony Edwards. All three of them.
Yeah. They don't look like...
Yeah, last night was the first time they looked okay.
Yeah, game four. That's, you know, obviously, they played a great game. Both Ant and Cat both played pretty solid in game four.
Three,
but, I mean, we're talking, you're down 3-1, you're down 3-0. It's never happened in the history of the NBA.
If I die, bury me in a Timberwolves jersey because I might just come back.
That's crazy,
dude.
It's not happening.
Honestly, I can see, for one, I definitely think they're going to force six. I definitely think they're going to win the next game.
I'm calling it right now. Mavericks five or Timberwolves game five, Mavericks game six. We'll see you in June 6th. Mavericks, Celtics.
You
know,
you have a 5-1
5-1 odds.
5-1 odds. So
it's like, they're going to come back. I said, I'll give you 5-1 odds.
And what do you put on it?
He just bet $5. I was hoping he was gonna go 20.
Pay out $25, but fuck you.
I was hoping to be like, oh, so if I bet 20 and I lose, I give you 20. And
he caught me in my down bad era. We were bad yesterday. But
what, gambling?
Yeah.
Did you gamble on the game?
We gambled all weekend.
Yeah, we gambled all weekend.
And we lost every time.
Every single time. We gambled on what,
these guys
four games
together is dangerous.
Three games.
We gambled on three games. We were very close. Miles Turner. Fucking bum. Didn't hit two threes in one game. That would have been a nice little fat payout. And then
was definitely the worst.
What did we miss?
I don't know. We missed Ant threes.
Sunday.
We missed Gafford rebounds. We missed.
It was just Gafford rebounds, I think.
No, Ant threes.
Yeah, and Ant didn't make a single three the entire game. We needed Anthony Edwards to hit three threes.
And Lively got hurt.
Game three.
So. Guys getting double teamed every single time on the perimeter. Three threes.
So bad weekend for us. But.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we lost some money this weekend. So I told them we're going to take a break from gambling. It was bad because I was on like a good month and a half break from gambling, and then I got the itch. You know, it's slow at the Hawk. You want to be more in tune to the game.
I wasn't a good influence either.
No, so. Yeah. I told him we'll bring it back. I said, we'll bring it back. You know, when we got the new setup, we got three TVs, whiteboards, so we can keep track of the bets on the whiteboards.
Terrible idea.
It'll be so much fun.
Terrible idea. Sports betting is honestly just a bad idea.
It is.
No, I mean,
It's so like.
Lifetime, I'll bet you money I'm up.
I'm not.
But if you bet enough, I mean, obviously, if you lose enough, it's easy to be like all time down. I feel like you can carry by one bet. You should be like up. Yeah, you did win a lot that one day.
Yeah, I did win. Yeah, I won 20. It was a $2,500 bet. That's a dub. That is a W. And I've had a phenomenal year. I was probably going 4 for 5 on my NBA bets throughout the week. Like, I worked up a bankroll.
From five bucks.
I worked up a bankroll for $5. After my $2,500 bet, I cashed out. I threw $5 into the account after I thought I was going to be taking a break. And I was like, well, shit, I got the Super Bowl coming up. So I was like, obviously, I don't want to put a lot of money into the account and fucking just start. So I was like, all right, let's see if I can build a bankroll. Just like my old poker days where I'd build bankrolls off that shit. So I threw $5 in the account, hit a $25 bet, and I made a $10 bet, you know, hit like $40. I worked my way up from $5 up to $200 for the Super Bowl. Bet all of that $200 on the Super Bowl. Made $200 off the Super Bowl. My lock of the week that I recorded right where Gabe is sitting, smacked. People actually trailed me. People reach out to me and be like, I trailed that bet. It won. I said, yeah.
It won.
That's why it was my lock of the week. Made $200 on the Super Bowl.
So why don't we do more locks of the week then? That sounds like
a good way
to get people
to follow. Where were those
fucking
locks this weekend?
Because I talk about the NFL, dude. Listen, man, I mean, you're talking heat of the moments. We're cooking up parlays. We're seeing what we like. The conference finals is a tough thing to bet on.
Of course.
Playoff basketball is so much harder to bet on than regular season. Regular season money, that's where the money's made. Everybody's fucking jacking shots.
Because they're hitting averages. And,
exactly.
Yeah, and then the defense is slightly different. The foul calls are more. You're getting more free throws. I mean, the whole thing's different. Everything's different.
Exactly. It's a lot tougher to...
Your playing time's even more for a lot of these guys, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot tougher to bet on hoops in the playoffs. So,
of course.
I'm not getting any slander. I've had a phenomenal 2024 when it's come to sports betting. And just because I had a rough weekend doesn't mean that... You know, it's not like I'm gambling every single day either.
We're betting tomorrow?
No, we're not betting tomorrow. I told you we're taking some time off.
I got a couple things.
We're taking some time off.
They play tomorrow, right?
Huh?
They play tomorrow?
Yeah. I told you I'm taking some time off. Maybe we'll get some bets going during the finals. That's the best I can promise you. Other than that, I'm not betting until football comes around. And I'm going to make us some real fucking money. Some real cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. Yeah.
Don't think with even though. Deep in my heart, I want the Timberwolves to come back.
Saturday game 6, man, and then we got a Monday game 7 if they win. And I honestly think we're going to be seeing that game 7 on Monday. And
you're smoking fucking crack, dude. I'll bet $100 right now we don't see 7. One fucking game, you think is going to like? I'm telling the series.
Dude, I'm way
over.
Too afraid to put $100 on it. Of course, but I mean, yeah, I'll put 10 on it right now.
A 10 that we see 7.
If you give me the same odds.
I'm not giving you fucking 5-1 that we see 7. He had to come back from 3-0, and he made the bet before the Timberwolves even won the game last night.
We all knew they were winning yesterday. Come on. You knew it too when you made the bet. So nothing changed. They just won one game.
Step back and won 3.
That's right. It's smirking.
Okay. No one knew what was happening at that point.
He knew before the game started there's no way they're getting swept. Everybody knew. I would have been very surprised if they got swept. I was really, really sitting there like hoping and praying. But, like, yeah, I didn't think for a second they were going to lose until the very end. And then I was like, God damn it, if they blow it here. And they didn't. Almost did. When Ant threw that turnover.
Yeah. I will say.
Throwing things, man. I was so upset. I'm like, oh, they're going to blow it. They're going to blow it. They're going to blow it. There's a minute left. They're going
to
blow it. I was. Just,
I love this,
man.
For you guys. I'd love to watch you guys get so pressed about the fucking Timberwolves.
I love basketball.
Dude, I put money on this a while ago. I forgot that you.
I have a question for
you
guys.
My chances of winning $200 going away. What's up, Gabe?
I have a question. So with everything going around, you know, we saw Anthony Edwards first round, second round. We're now seeing him in the third round conference finals. And all the buzz that's been going around him, all the media talk, all the labels being put on him. Are we keeping him? Like, where would you say Anthony Edwards is? Is he underrated, properly rated, or overrated at this point? With everything going on, with the state where they're at, being down 3-1 in the conference finals against the Dallas Mavericks, where are you guys putting Anthony Edwards?
Well, I mean, the baby Jordan comparisons were hilarious to me. So if we're going off of those, overrated, but I think he's more properly rated. I still don't think that people view him in the same light as Luka Doncic, and that's showing that series. You know, I think the majority of the people would take Luka over Anthony Edwards. The majority. And like I said, that's showing so far in the series. So I would say he's more properly rated than overrated.
Yeah. I think going into this series, we all were riding high on Anthony Edwards. Of course, it's just what you do as a fan. You know, recency bias, you know, you say it all the time. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. And, yeah, I think more so now we can definitely say that he's, properly rated because of, because we kind of came down off that high horse that we were on riding into this series. Obviously, we saw three pretty bad games in a row. But again, honestly, like, if we go seven, if we see seven, if they win seven, different story, obviously. But if we see seven, I feel like we're going to be back riding high. And we're going to be like, yeah, this guy's awesome. And, yeah, no, I think he's properly rated, though, to answer your question. I think, obviously, the guy's 22. He's my age.
Well,
that's crazy.
I mean, yeah,
that is.
It is,
and I feel like for that reason, it's like you got to look at him like he's got.
At the same time,
he's 30. Like, that's crazy.
He's 22. Like, I do agree with both of you guys. I still think he's properly rated. I do think he's reaching that point where he's getting close to being overrated. Like, I do spend a lot of time on socials. You see the media, everyone. The glazing is real, brother.
100%. And we're part of it. I'm part of it.
If, say, scenarios are flipped, right now I'm still seeing, like, come back this, come back that. Like, the joke I just made, like, if I die, bury me in a Timberwolves jersey. All those. I think if roles are reversed, everyone's like, oh, sweep. And I don't know. I think he's getting to that point. Maybe not even just Anthony Edwards. Maybe the Timberwolves as a whole. But, yeah, I just thought I'd see what you guys thought. But I do still think he's properly rated. He's getting there, though.
I guess game three kind of showed a little bit of that because Ant did have a great second half.
Yeah.
And he ended up, I think, with like 28. But like, these teams are, the series hasn't really shown it, but these teams are closer than in like talent wise than we think. Like,
yeah.
Luka played horrible last night. Like, he shot, I think, what? 6 for 22.
Luka has had,
and they lost by 5, but it's been the same way. You know, the Mavericks haven't necessarily blown out the Timberwolves, and Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns have played rough. So it's like, it's gonna be real interesting. I guess game three was probably like a good showing of that. Luka was on fire and had a phenomenal second half. Dallas prevailed still, but I'm excited to see when both of these guys, if we do get to see it, you know, because this series could be over with one bad Anthony Edwards game and a great Luka game like that. I'll be excited to say, like, to see what happens, though, if we can get a great game from start to finish out of the both of them and how the games go. Because, it's been the Luka show until last night. Luka played horrible, but they still lost by 5.
I mean, well, when you say horrible, Luka has, like, playoffs,
22 or 25 or something like that, but still, like,
I want to say at one point during the game they popped up his shooting percentage, and I was like, oh, it's like slightly.
Luka had 28 on 33% shooting. Luka Doncic, I believe, in the 2024 NBA playoffs, his shooting percentage has always been like around the 30s. Like, he shoots a lot of shots.
Yeah,
he shoots a lot of shots. So Luka's shooting percentage is always going to be on the lower end of things, but
I bet Kyrie's percentage is probably awesome.
They have shot percentage, 33.3. Yeah, they both.
He struggled really hard. One for seven from the 3-point line.
1 for 6 from the 3, and he shot 6 of 18 field goals.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, 16 points. If you guys are like, shot percentage and field goal percentage, like, compared to your usage rate, I think a lot of correlations. So you got to pay attention to that. Like, Lucas has the ball in his hands 80% of the time.
I'd agree, but then, you know, there is still players that take a lot of shots that their percentages are higher. I mean, like,
Shea is one of the more efficient players. Like, when
I was thinking really like Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant's out here consistently putting up like a pretty solid amount of shots everywhere he goes. Obviously, it's Kevin Durant. I mean, you know, shooting high percentages his whole career. Yeah. And, you know, certain people are different, obviously, but you know, when you're bringing up the ball every time, obviously, and Luka's usage rate is basically through the roof. So, especially as compared to most people, I want to say he's what, top five past couple of years. So,
all right, final question before we wrap this up. Who matches up better against the Boston Celtics? Who will give the Boston Celtics more problems in the finals, the Wolves or the Mavericks?
On paper, I want to say the Wolves, because obviously defensive team of the year, defensive player of the year. You've got Jade McDaniels, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, all great defenders, and like – old saying, basket or defense wins championships. You know what I mean? And I'm always going to go with the better defensive team. But, you know, in terms of like offensive ability, I can see it going either way for either team. You know, they both have their weapons. I don't know. So let's think matchups here. Jaylen Brown, Jade McDaniels, probably on Jaylen Brown. Anthony Edwards has to guard who? Jason Tatum.
I would say like,
are we switching Jason those?
Tatum? I would say likely. You'd imagine he's matching up probably with Tatum or Brown, and then you got
and what's his face?
McDaniels would probably take the other, and you know, Drew Holiday is probably going to be with Mike Conley, of course. So
yeah,
that's what I would imagine. But
well, that's where I think it's good. That's why I think the Mavericks and the Celtics could be amazing. You have a high scoring forward on both teams with Tatum and Luka. A guard, Kyrie and Brown, who can score at a high level as well, and who have been scoring at a high level. Like, I'm very excited. I hope it's those two. I think it's going, I mean, clearly, obviously, it's looking like it's going to be those two.
I don't know. I do feel like
Drew will definitely take Kyrie, though, and that could be very dangerous behavior.
Yeah. I mean, Drew's probably taking Mike Conley or Anthony Edwards. You're imagining you'd probably take Anthony Edwards, maybe Derek White take Mike Conley.
No, Drew's definitely taking Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, one of the other. I mean, Derek White's also a pretty solid defender, I'm sure. Like, yeah, obviously.
Just the size.
Yeah, yeah. You know, honestly, I think my answer probably will be with the Timberwolves. I think just they seem to me to be the deeper team with a little slight more tools, I guess you can say, and I feel like the style of basketball that they play will probably give the Celtics a little bit more trouble. I think either team is going to give the Celtics trouble. I think both the teams are going to be much better teams than the Celtics have played this entire playoff series, and they're also, I mean, I guess this series says differently about the Timberwolves, of course, than the series prior, so it's hard to say now, but it seems to me that both the Mavericks and the Timberwolves are going to be way better at closing out close games than any team in the East has been this entire playoff series. And the Celtics are not really that great at closing out games themselves. So I actually think that for that reason that both West teams are going to give the Celtics a lot of trouble, I think either of them could beat them.
I hope so, dude, because I don't know. This little path to the playoffs for the Celtics has just been like...
No, it's annoying. Definitely...
Yeah.
I always see the memes like Jason Tatum's path to the NBA Finals. Like it's like
flowers,
Mickey Mouse.
Rainbows.
Yeah, he's walking through Disneyland, and then Luka Doncic is like
going
the fiery...
Gates of hell.
Yeah, the gates of hell.
Luka's, you know, went up 3-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I don't think... I want to say the Celtics only went up 3-0 against the Pacers. Pretty sure they didn't go up 3-0 the rest of the series.
My question is, I feel like your opinion's definitely not going to change.
Of course.
On Jason Tatum. Of course. If he wins the finals.
It won't. I'm
sticking. But will it change on Luka?
My opinion will change on myself. I'll be thinking, wow, I don't know anything.
No, don't say that.
That's crazy.
I think if you win an NBA championship, like, you got to give the flowers. Like, that's the point.
I won't get my flowers.
In all honesty, like, that is the point.
I don't think it's gonna happen. Dude. He's not gonna beat either of the teams in the West.
I'm just saying, like, regardless.
If he does, the only reason I'd be able to be like, yeah, you know, is because he beat both of those two teams that I'm saying right now, I think, are better teams. I don't necessarily. I mean, you can say what you want about them having the best record in basketball. The conference they played in is much worse. Like out of all the years that the East have been significantly worse, you know, at least they had LeBron. At least there were some other pretty solid players. And this is probably the worst that the East has been. It's the most top heavy the East has been in a very long time. Since what? Like, it was like the Hawks, Bulls, and the Heat. And since after LeBron that, it was like the Celtics were like bad for a while too. And it was like that. That was it. That was it for the East.
But
so, I mean, this is a time where the Eastern Conference was wide open. You had one team that was head over heels better, you know, only really because Embiid was hurt for most of the season and most of the playoffs. So that obviously makes a big difference. And, yeah, I mean, the only reason I'd be able to say it was a solid championship is because you're going to have to beat a good Western Conference team.
I mean, yeah, you have to, like, at the end of the day, I don't like it when people are like, oh, you had an easy road this, easy road that. If they won the finals, if you win a championship, you get the Larry O'Brien. Like, no one else could have done it this like season. They did it. Like, you have to respect it. You have to give
I feel
the
like people were doing that to Bron, though. When
they were
Bron
doing that.
Losing.
They were doing that to the Nuggets last year. Did you see, like, the Nuggets last year? Yeah, they didn't have the toughest road to the finals. Like, everyone was like, oh, the easiest finals road in
they played
NBA
LeBron.
History. I mean, yeah, they played LeBron and Lakers, but LeBron and Lakers are, like, where were they this
still
year?
LeBron.
So, like, I don't really like that whole deal calling teams, like, easy road this, easy road that. Like, they did it, bro. Like, your team was in that conference, and they couldn't take that easy road. Like, there's no excuses.
No, I'd agree 100%, especially when it comes to the bubble. I think that a lot of people put shade on the bubble, and I mean, I don't see as to why. Personally, seems to me like that. Like, LeBron said it was the hardest ring ever, and I mean, maybe that's kind of a little bit of a push, obviously, a little bit of a reach, but I can totally see why it was a tough championship, and obviously there was some good teams in there. People were playing good basketball. I'd agree with you. I don't think it's cool to like take things away from people, yeah. But at the same time, specifically this year, we already saw a weak Eastern Conference. Like, we knew that going into while everybody was healthy, we were like, oh, this is a pretty weak conference, and the Celtics are likely going to take the East, even though we knew even when everyone was healthy.
But that's
then
not the Celtics'
with the
fault.
Injuries, of course, it's not the Celtics' fault. I'm not saying it is, and even with a fully healthy East, they still were likely to win the East 100%. I would agree with you. But the road got a whole lot easier when Embiid wasn't even out of the first round. And, you know, like,
every single one of their playoff matchups, there's been multiple games where their best player missed.
The healthier
their best
team
player was out.
Will win. And that's part
always
of it.
Wins.
I'd agree that it's
that's
part
basketball.
Of it.
That's the healthier team wins.
Yeah. And it's part of being a team is staying healthy. And I'd agree with you 100%. But to say their road was pretty easy, I feel like that's still kind of valid. Yeah, if they win the championship, it's a different story. But to say they win the Eastern Conference so far, the flowers aren't there yet. But I'd agree with you. You got to give it to them at one point if they win against a good team.
Dude, if Luka wins the finals, the respect will be off the charts.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Dude, he takes down the Timberwolves. He takes down the one seed. He takes down the Clippers. That's his road. And then he can go into and he goes into the finals and wins. Luka will be put into a...
We will be having conversations.
He will be put into a completely different limelight than he is
what is
right
he?
Now.
He's 25 right now, right?
Exactly. Sure. He's going to be put. People will start putting him in the Dirk Nowitzki conversation. Like,
well, it'll be like, yeah, this guy's head over heels. At least we're going to know for sure he's much better than Tatum. We already kind of knew that, but we're going to know for sure he's much better than Tatum if they win this, especially against them. But you know, Tatum's pretty highly regarded. I think you know, Luka's obviously going to be a top player if this championship comes through. It's going to be hard not to say he's a top one or two, three player in the league. I mean.
And that's what I love about you, Vince, because I'm trying to get you on the Luka train now, because I've been on the Luka train. I'm trying to get you on the Luka train, trying to get you to flip your script on it, but I'm cool with staying on the fuck Tatum train. We can, no matter what, we can stay on the fuck Tatum
See,
train.
Like, the thing is, I've watched, yeah, Terry is a big part of it. Shout out Terry if you ever listen to this. The thing is, with Luka Doncic, I've watched this guy, like, I was like, damn, like, I'm just so wrong watching this guy just be so good. With Tatum, it's like I'll still watch a Boston Celtics game and be like, this guy fucking sucks. And like, I don't know if it might be a bias. It might be a little more, but it's just like maybe I'm noticing the things he's doing wrong more because I just want to. And you know, maybe they're not even wrong. Maybe that's like, you know, what they're going for. Personally,
your hate for the franchise is stronger as well.
Yeah, well, the Celtics are a different story. I mean, the Celtics, I think, is just an annoying franchise, annoying fan base. We've always felt that way. But like, I don't think it's like, For me personally, it's more of a fuck Tatum than it is a fuck the Boston Celtics.
I agree. We need to wrap it up there, though. We're going to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we'll end it right there. Fuck Jason Tatum.
That's going to do it for today's episode of Walk the Pine. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Peace.
Doses.